Toide in Toire Rabbi Yossi Chazan.
Morning. This Shabbos, Abolein Lateva, is a mamish incredibly darhoven a Shabbos. The Shabbos Mavorchim, Chaydish Sivin, Kabbalah Satera, Shabbos Mchazak. Um, the Chalas Shabbos Bahar Bechukoisai, which is in itself is a very, very special Shabbos, special Parshis. Behektim. The Rabban says all the brachas in Bechukoisai were never actually actualized, experienced by Kal Yisroel. The brachas of Parshas Bechukoisai are brachas of the Osadlovi of Olam Haba. And this is masin that it says in the Zohar HaKadosh V'chamushim Olam Bnei Yisrael Be'er Mitzrayim. We discussed this countless times. There are 50 gates to Yitzias Mitzrayim. While Derech said between Yitzias Mitzrayim and Matan Torah, there are 49 days of Sfiras HaOmer, which culminate in Shavuos, which is the Shar HaNun, the Nun Shar Ribino, which is the world 50, is the idea of Yovel, as pointed out in Parshas Bahar, in the first of the two Parshas of the week. And that is the Bechina from Kodesh HaKadoshim, the 50th level, where there's no Pgam, there's no Maga Akum, etc. And as we've discussed countless times, because of the 50th gate, it says, Yugur Chara, there's no evil present. And therefore, it's brought in Sforim HaKadoshim, the Ramak points out that the Yitzcheshvin, I don't know how it works, but the 50th time, it's not chronologically, but the gate, the 50th gate, the Sharanun of Yitzias Mitzrayim, is in this week's Parsha, after the Teicha, the 49 negative things, superficially negative things. It says, V'zacharti lehem es bris rishoinim, asher etesi ayusam yitzias Mitzrayim. That is the 50th gate of Yitzias Mitzrayim, which is the idea of Chag HaShavuos. And therefore, Va'amich, the Mashkiach says, Va'amich kolom tzadikil la'olam yishu oret netzer matoi, 1,948, is gimachi yasheva shabosei seida chamishim. This is what we reach on Shavuos. And therefore, Pashas b'chukosei is gimachi v'shaptim ishal chuzosei, which is gimachi de lashon azoyer b'shavuos yufkun migaluso. On Shavuos, 50th gate, we go out from Golos. And therefore, Shabbos Bukhukhoisai is Gimachia, Bayichin Shav Yisrael Neger Ahor, which is Gimachia, Ge'ulot Tidnul Oretz. It's 10 Akhtar, 1,000 Gimachias here, and drive you completely around the twist. But the point is, this week, Bahar Bukhukhoisai, we read about Yovel, and we read about the 50th gate, the ultimate level in Yitzias Mitzrayim. Be'emes, it says in Sforim HaKadoshim, that already on the 49th gate, Arvus Moyev, Moyev is Gimachia. Hello, Earth. Wakey, wakey. You gotta wake up today. 49. And therefore, Al Yardin Yerecha. Yerecha is Yorat Nun. As we've discussed countless times, you're already Toyim, just like Shabbos. Raivin the Raivin, you're already Toyim. It's the seventh day. But already at the end of the day, you're already Toyim from the Bechina of 8, which is the supernatural, the messianic, etc., etc. And therefore, Teisha of Arboim Yoim is Gimachia Sheva Shabbosis. And Arvi Smoyev is Gimachia Dror Yikro. And therefore the Mashkiach points out, on the 59th, the 49th Masa, the 49 journeys, which are Mechubin Keneged, the 49 days of Sfiras HaOmer, the Pasuk says in Parshas Masei, Vayachlu Bar V'smoyev Al Yardin Yerechei, which is Gimatria Tich L'shon of the Kilisel, ending of the year with all its negativity. And the Pasuk afterwards says, Vayachlu Al Yardin Yibes HaYishim Etzal Ovel HaShitim Bar V'smoyev, which is Gimatria Sheva Shabbos Tzmimus, etc., etc. And that prepares us of Shavuos, and Shavuos we read, V'yishai Hoyled Es David, hello, which is Gimachia, okay, so Chenin, Loki, Vamoyin, a time for Geula, and therefore everyone, what is the last sphere of Sfiras HaOmer? Malchus, Sheva Malchus, which is Gimachia, Tachko, B'Shem, for God, Vo'odim, what is the name, Mechuvin, Keneged, the last of the sphere, Shikutsis, hello, like in Ono B'Choyach, seven, hello, and the last one is Shavaseinu Kabel Shmas Hakatzinu Talumis, which the Rashi Tevis number 7 is Shikutsis 906, which is Gimachia V'yotze B'shas Yovel, etc., etc., etc. All right, you're not going to remember a word I just said, but the point is you should remember that this week's Parsha, which deals with Bahar B'Yovel and B'chukoisai, which deals with V'eshper Moitois Ulche Moitois Nord Memtes. There's 49 Teuchos. Which, by the way, the Eshbar Moitis Ulchem is Gimachir Rabbi Sternbuch. 1118, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Lekeinu Hashem Echad, when the person is Mekabel Omach Shemayim, therefore what, you get rid of the Klolas and the Teichas and all the negativity and all the Dinim and all the Gvuras, and you bring Ach Tzayu V'chesel Yisrael. So that's this, I'm setting up the image. So this Shabbos, we tap into the Kedusha, we already begin Lachonis in earnest, last stretch, for Chag HaShavuos, Bechinuch Yovel, etc., etc. To understand how, what is the mechanism, let me just point out the two ideas from Pinchas Friedman. Nothing is original. You'll see how it fits in at the end. I'll try to go back to a shiur last week. I didn't have a chance to even say quarter of it. Okay. This week's parasha, the second parasha, in B'chukoy, say Teilechu. So Chazal Darshan and Medrash, various places, Vasisim Oysom. Oysom is written Chosrvov. So it says, if it was written Vasisim Atem, Im Shamartem is a Torah, if you keep the Torah, Malani Aleichem, Ki Ilu Vasisim is Atzmechem. But instead of Vasisim Oysom, Vasisim Atem, you create yourself. So Chazal say, a person has the ability to what we call in English to become a self-made man. What does that mean? As if you created yourself. So Pinchas Friedman, this year's Shul Pinchas, sorry, I'm repeating it, just hit me. Chazal, he brings a Nayim Legod. Nayim Legod, one of the classical Sforim brings. There's a famous Gemara in Sanhedrin, that's subject test. Kolam Lamid is Ben Chaveri Torah. You teach someone a Torah. Malo Vakoso Kilu Osi. And if you made him. Shenem, the Pasuk says by Avram, who's Megayer all the way. Vesa Nefesh Asher. Also, b'chor. Pshat is, because if a person doesn't have an neshama, a person doesn't have Yiddishkeit, a person doesn't have rochnis, it's only when you get your neshama, when you become you're a mensch, you become an odor. As he teaches the pasuk, Eila told us noyach ish tzaddik tamim. So l'chura, the Torah is very economical with words. It could have just said Eila told us noyach ish tzaddik tamim. Eila told, what is the toldus of Noach? What is the genealogy? Who did Noach give birth to? Noach. He gave birth to himself. He created himself. And he explains, what is pshat that you create yourself? So he brings a word from the Pesach Ber Belzer, Meritik a word. Chazal tell us, the Pasuk says, Shmur v'shamato eskabal zvorim v'eila. Shmur, guard, keep, observe. V'shamato, and you will hear all of these words that I command you. Says Chasei Chazal, it's a Zifrei, listen to the words of Chazal. Im shamarta mashe shamato, soifcho lishmar mashe loy shamato. If you observe, if you keep that which you heard, then at the end you'll be zoicha to keep even that which you didn't hear. Earth calling, MH, anyone out there? Can you explain what in the world does it mean? If you keep, right, Bisham, right, that which you heard, you'll be zeicha to keep that which you don't. If you don't hear, you don't know. If you don't know, you can't do. Right? What does it mean? You're zeicha to keep, to observe that which you didn't hear. So he brings from his father, the middle of Elzer Rebbe, Shil of Elzer. What do you think of it? It's important to form that you say this everywhere like this. The Gemara says, everyone knows the Gemara in the Masechta Nida, Taflamid, that before a child is born, he's like a pinkus, which is kofel in b'mei imoy. He eats from his mother, etc., etc. What happens is a ner dola kalei roshay. There's a candle on his head. Soifu mabit misoifu elum vat soifu. You can see from one end of the world to the other. Mamash of a smedrish. At the pasuk behili ner alei roshay. Mamash givaldi. There's no better moment in a person's life than when he's there b'nei imoy and he's being taught by a malach Hashem and he has all of his needs, no works, no daigus, no mothers-in-law, no bank manager, mamish one. And that's what Eiyuv said, mi'itneini ki yachi kedem. Halavai, I would be like in the yachi kedem before I came down to earth. And Malam Dinoisei Kola Torah Kula, you learn the entire Torah in its entirety, and oh, move on in. Then, before you're born, comes the Malach and the Seisar al Piv, and you forget everything. Hello? So, Pshat is a person, said the middle of Elzer Rebbe, a person is able normally to be Zeuchah, to learn, to understand that which the Malach taught in the Me'imah. And that is connected to his Sheirish HaNeshama. Every person has a different type of Neshama. And he's born, created for a different Tachlis. And a person should be Zeicha to Megala, that which is Chelkoi Bat Torah, his unique, specialized, personalized Chelek in Torah, which is the Chelek in Torah, which the Malach B'Me'imai taught him. But if a person Horev is in learning in Torah, then he's Zeicha to receive not only his Chelek, but he gets a new Neshama. He gets a new Neshama, which means a new Tachlis, a new goal, and then he's able to be masig those halakim in Torah, which are really beyond him. The Bemis is based on the name of Limelech, with the Melech, the Gemara says, speaks about kina soif from Tarba Chachma. What's a kina soif from Tarba Chachma? My chelek in Torah is X. I'm working on my chelek in Torah. But I see you have a different chelek in Torah, right? And I'm jealous of your chelek in Torah, kinnas seifrim. So therefore, I horava even beyond that which is normally budgeted, allotted to my neshama. And therefore, I'm marv bechachma because I'm able to tap into a whole new chelek in Torah. And that's the idea of kinnah. Pinchas bekamei as kinnasi b'seichem. He had kinnah of kedusha. Therefore, the pasuk says, "Al yikonah libro bechatoim." A person has to have kin of Yiras Hashem, and then he gets a chelek, he gets a new, he's endowed with a new neshama higher than his ordinary chelek. And he says, this is pshat, there's a hakdama to the Shev Shemaitz, the author of the Tzotz HaChoshen writes a moiri dikabort. Remember, there was a fellow called Adam Arishin. You may remember him from like the chelek, yeah? But Adam Arishin, he sinned. Kulam, it's a pasuk, yeah, look. Over the Gemara says in Erevin that Adam Arishin was a chosid god. He was a pious person. He saw that Niknasa Misal Yod, he brought death onto the world. So for 130 years he was Yoshev Betainis, Peter Shmenoisha, Helazarzi Te'enim Al Besore, 130 years. He pained himself in order to come to Shuv. 130 years. Adam Rishon was givaldig holy. We can't even begin to understand this kedusha. It's your kapov shekadosh baruch hu. Chazal say the malachim wanted to say kodesh in front of Adam Rishon. I mean, it's not a soga of the greatness, the grandeur of Adam Rishon. And he messed up. Okay, and he did tshuva, a tshuva from Adam Rishon for 130 years. Shteltzer the klutz kasher, $64,000 the klutz kasher. Asked the Ktzas, why didn't the Eibishter, why wasn't the Makabel the Tshuva, the Harvanya of Adam Arishin? Hello? It's a part of the simple kasha. 130 years of fasting and Tanesim and whatever. And he says the Ktzas, he brings the Zohar HaKadosh, when a person sins, his neshama leaves him, the goof, and he's left with the Nefesh HaBamis, which is in the blood of a person. Right? When a person subsequently does tshuva, so I've just said 1,000 times here, the Chazal Darshan on the post of Am Nivri Halko, that when a person does tshuva, Chal Yisrael goes to the Yom Neroyim, the Shul, the tshuva, they become an Am Nivri. They recreate themselves. They become a new person. Says Zikzos, what is the difference? Adam Arishin was supposed to be a Nitzchi, he was supposed to live forever. Why? You know why? Because he was created by the Rebbeinu Shel Tir Kap of Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Eibishter, whatever the Eibishter does is Nitzchis, right? And if the Eibishter creates you, body and soul, so Adam Arishin, L'chatchila, was destined to live forever. And then he sinned grievously. And then he did tshuva. And when you do tshuva, you become Am Nivra, you become recreated. And But till now, he was created by the Eibishter. And the Eibishter is, by definition, Nitzchi. Aber now that you messed up, because you had Bechira Chavshis. And now you did Givaldig a Tshuva, 130 years of Tshuva. Aber who created you now? Who brought you down your new Neshama? You. And you're a human being. And a human being, by definition, is human. You're finite. You're incomplete. You're not permanent. And therefore, you could do Tshuva from today till the cows come home to roost. You're not going to live forever. And that's how he teaches the pasuk. Hashiveinu Hashem Elecha Benashuva Chadish Yemneinu Kekedem. Now we know there's a machlokes between the Eibishter and Knesset Yisrael. The Eibishter says, Shuva, you do Shuva first, and then I'll accept you. Klal Yisrael says, Hashiveinu Hashem Elecha Benashuva. You, Eibishter, you be Ma'ira, so there's a little Eila first, and then Benashuva. Why do we want the Eibishter to start the process of Shuva? Because Chadish Yemneinu Kekedem, we want the Eibishter to give us back the days like we were in Gan Eden before the Chetz, when we were created by the Abish, that we could do tshuva. But then it's a human tshuva. It's a finite, limited tshuva. We want Hashiveinu Hashem Elech, give us back a neshama, the even kind of neshama, kikedem, as originally was. Und das pshat, right? A person, how do you come to get a new, you know what I'm saying? The word is, you could always grow, you could always change, you could always get a new neshama, even after sin. When your neshama departed, you could bring down a new neshama. And, right? Kilo asisim asvachem. Well, that's what Chazal say. Everyone knows the Maimar Chazal, that odron kiyamas ba'oyle and atarim miskayim ela b'misha meim mizaz mila. Simple trap. Which is not very simple to do. But deeper pshat is, nameless atzmelem is you have an neshama. You're not a sinner. You have an neshama. Oh, but if you're an omel batayra, and we said before, if you're an omel batayra, you get back a new neshama, a new chelek in tayra. If you get a new mala, a ni aleichem. There's a mala that you now got. If you heard of it in tayra, ki ilu asisim atzmechem. You now get a totally new neshama, with therefore a new hasaga, a new depth, a new understanding, a new isairus in ruchnis. And then he brings a b'nei yisasa. These are all like yisoidus tikkun makayr. Mayri tikkun b'nei yisasa. Based on this, that's what we say, im shamartem es ha-teira, right? You recreate yourself. So he brings the b'nei yisasa, my mishar balsis, he brings in perik beis, hachul tshuva, hachul beis, famous Rambam, classical Rambam, Mahi Achuva, Shayaza Machit Yichet, Yisir Mashafte, Yimalibish, Las Oit, right? All the steps in doing Tshuva. Then the Rambam adds famous words, which are complex, which are difficult to understand. The Yagid Olav Yedeya Taluma Shalyoshul Chetay. The Eivishter has to be willing to give Eidus to testify that you won't return to sin to follow. What is the need of the Bnei Yisrael asks, what is the need to add these words? V'yagid olav yideya taluma shel yosher l'chetek. What is it? The Eibishter's Eidus? What's that relevant here? So he brings from one of the great Mekubolim, his father Mekubolim, Rav Shlomo Algazi, in his Sifrei HaTorah Ahavas Oilu. The only place we find the Bnei Yisrael was B'Shabeach HaSefer. He says a Meirit Gavad, Gemara. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah, in the beginning, that Gimel, the Gemara speaks about the dialogue, so to speak, between Umus Ha'ulam, Osud Lovoi, when Mashiach is here and the world is filled with, and they realize they messed up, and they're very jealous of Kal Yisrael. So, Oimrim Umus Ha'ulam, Tehach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Goyim say to the Eibishter, Yisrael Shikiblua, Heichim Kimua, Yidin accepted Torah. We reject it, fine. Where do you find, how do you know that the Yidin observed the Torah, they kept the Torah? Omer Lehem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ani Meir Bochem, the Eibishter, says, I will give Eidus. The Goyim don't take this sitting down. The Eibishter, the Chavid, the Atzmai, Beirei, Shemayim, the Oretz, he's giving Eidus that Klal Yisrael observed it. Oymim lefan, every Boyim Shem, Klum Yesh of Meir al-Benoi, is a father, Kosher le-Eidus, about his children. And the Pasuk says, B'ni b'chayri Yisrael, Yidin ar-Bonim, Hashem al-Nikeichem, Omer Lehem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to which the Eibishter responds, okay, you don't accept my testimony. Shemayim Ba'aretz, Ye'idu Olim. Any questions here? So the Shlomo Algazi asked the obvious glaring question. The Eibishter Lechura knows Torah. Halacha, yeah? Does the Eibishter not know L'chadchila, that Klum Yesh of Meir al-Benoi, that a father is possible Eidus for his son? So why did he give the Eidus? And then the Goyim have to come back with a retort, your puzzle. When it's Chachili, he said, when the Abish, what's going on here? So he says, I'm loyritika, myritika, what? Because the Abish normally is a tata. Why is the Abish a tata? Because he created you. How did he create you? This gimel shutfim ba'odom. Father and mother give X, Y, Z, and the Abish gives you a shama. Hello? Hello? But you just told me that when a person does tshuva, when a person whatever, he gets a new neshama. How does he get this? This is not the neshama endowed to him, l'chatchila, from heaven, it's chelek, l'chatchila. This is the neshama b'zursu l'asata, that through his harabanya, through his amelus, he gets. Oy, buzz, you can dance such a word. Kunt ois, that when a yid horav is in Torah, and he himself is mamshich, he brings down to him a new neshama, so the Eibishter is no longer an Av. He's a self-created man. Asisem Atem. You create yourself. And then the Eibishter is Kvayochel, kosher, to give Eidus on. So the Chatchila, the Eibishter gives Eidus, because he knows the truth. Aber, you're an Av, you're apostle. Then the Eibishter answers Shemayim Va'aretz Yidoleim. Once Shemayim Va'aretz Yidoleim, Kumpleis, the Eibishter no longer is apostle Eidus. Because he's a father, hello? And then the chatchila, that which the Eibishter said, is Niskayim. Are you here?
Yeah.
It's like awesome. Like so deep. And Lefi says, Taichim Pasuk. The Pasuk said, until him, Teres Hashem, Tmima, Meshivas Nofesh, Eidus Hashem, Nemono, Machim Aspesi. What is the greatness of Torah, of being an Omel Vatorah? It's Meshivas Nofesh. It gives you a new neshama. You get your neshama, your roch nias through Torah. Torah Shem Tamim, Meshivas Nofesh. Lasher Alkein. Eidus Hashem Nemona Machim Aspesi. The Eidus that Hashem will give, the Gemara Navay Dezorah Daf Gimel, that Yisrael Makayim Torah. Ay Luchura, how is it a kosher Eidus? Klum Av Yeid Al Benoi. The answer is, what is the Koyach of Torah? Machim Aspesi. It's a person who's a fool, who's whatever. It opens up his eyes. It creates a new person. It makes from a tippish into a chochum. And therefore the Eibishter becomes kosher l'Eidus. So Eidus Hashem nemono machim aspesi. Und das pshat in posuk. That's many sources. Meiridik meiridik. The Sefer told us Adam b'yoyim b'reili came on. B'dusali came also. The Eibishter made man in the dus of Hashem. And what does he call him? What name is this earthling called? Adam. Right? Why is man called Adam? So we've said a thousand times. Simple pshat is because you made Ofrim in Adam. The deeper pshat brought in Remem Yifano, in Maimichik Aradin, all the Sfarim Magdashim, Adam is called Adam, Al Shem the Pasuk in Yeshaya, Adam Ele Elyon. You are comparable to the Rebbein Hashem. In what way are you comparable to the Rabbeinu Shelo? Because the Eibishter creates, and you are able ultimately to create yourself. So when it says about the creation of man, who creates man? Nase Adam, Loshen Rabin, which is a discontent. The shot is Nase Adam because the Eibishter and a man has to also be a shutuf like of the Shvaruch Hu and create himself. And therefore, since he's created in the image of Hashem, and he has this ability to what? Create that Sefer, through the Sefer, through Torah, you become told as Adam, you become to be able to create yourself, and therefore B'Tzelem U'B'Tzmus, and you have this Koyach, and therefore you're called Adam. Step number one. So step number one, I've established that through Haravandya Amelus B'Torah, you create yourself. You get a new Nisham. Hello? But a new neshama is—it's really great, whatever. But it's not the ultimate tachlis. We'll explain. Okay, let me just go back to Parshas Bahar for a minute. A new idiot. In Parshas Bahar, you have about 6 years. You work, you hard, you sweat, and then comes Shmita, Shabbos, Chulchan. Then the Safar, you count 7 Shmitas, and you have the 50th year, which is called Yom. What happens on Yovel? Besides Yovel having the Kedushas of Shemitah, it also has the cross and Dror Boretz. So anyone who's enslaved, right, and every free goes free. Mishnah goes three. Even a person who an eved nirzo, you may remember from Parshas Mishpatim, and the guy Nebuch is so far, he's so lost, he's so whatever. Fablunjit. The guy said, "Ahaftias adoyni atishti ubonai," which is not his wife and not his kids, whatever. He's happy to be in eved. He's happy to be in galus. He's happy to be in dreir. Right? He doesn't go free, and he becomes an eved nirzo, and he works when vavodei lo oilam. Could anyone please explain me what is the Kedusha of Yovel that this cross of Dror Ba'aretz and even a person who sinned, who was over B'shono Pogam and over as Haderach, suddenly something happens in Yovel and he's able to go free? Which, by the way, we're just coming from Lag BaOmer. The Zohar HaKadosh says Elio and Novi spoke about the greatness of Rashbi Ganza Maisa, how he's the tree and everyone is mischabekim, the neshamas, etc., etc. And ultimately, when it says Ukrosam Dror Ba'aretz, you proclaim freedom throughout the land. Remember, it's a pasuk written on the Liberty Bell in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, if you're ever there. Yeah, Liberty Bell, freedom. That's a yovel, right? And that's when an eved goes free. And that was connected with Grosh Dor Ba'aretz, that is connected to Rashbi. If I had the time, I go to a billion gimachias on this, but ain't coming here. What is the connection befrat to Rashbi of Yovel going free? So he says that word. It says in Pasuk, Vayitzar Hashem l'kimas Adam, Ofer min Hadam. Man was, the goof of man was created from what? Earth, dirt. Which dirt? Dirt from where? Ofer from where? So the Gemara said, it depends on what part of man. First of all, over the world. Therefore, when a person dies, he can be buried anywhere because he has a chelik to everyone. More specifically, says the Gemara, Amar Rav Ishiya, Mishpeh the Rav, Adam Harishan, his head was created from Eretz Yisrael. Befrat Yishalayim, etc. Makam Mizbeach, Makam Kaparosek. His body was created from Bovel, which as Rashi explains, therefore Bovel is a Metzula. It's deep, it's like, why? Because Adam Rishon was huge, humongous, and when they took the, Abishah took the earth to create Adam Rishon, in the void of all the earth, they created a chasm, what the word is, a hole, and Bovel therefore is deep. And Yodav and Raglav, I'm thinking of what Rashi explains to Gemara, his hands and external organs are created from earth from the rest of the world. Why is that? Explains the Marshal. The head was created from Eretz Yisrael. What is Eretz Yisrael? Head is, we hope for most people, we have your brains, right? That's Chochmah. And therefore the Chochmah, the Moyach, was created from Eretz Yisrael, because Eretz Yisrael is a place which is Mesugol for Chochmah, as the Pasuk says, right? Pasuk says, Avira, the Gemara says, Baba Basra, Avira, Eretz Yisrael, Machkim, and the Gemara says, and Eretz Yisrael is about Yishalayim, is the Shara Shemayim, which is Mechaber, heaven and earth, right? And then, therefore, the Neshama of a Yid comes from Eretz Yisrael, from Yishalayim. By the way, where is the residence of the Neshama? Where the, in the Gufa, where is the Iker place of the Neshama? Neshama Sheva Moichi, as you say when you put on your tefillin and various, whatever. Neshama comes from the guf, comes from Bava. In a guf, you have good parts of your guf, you have a lev. But in the lev, the chol hasmoli, on the left ventricle of the heart, that is the mishkan of the Yetzer Hora. Therefore, the Gemara says, one makal is called Noyam, one makal is called Chuvlim, right? Noyam refers to the Chomsher is buried to Sroll. Shenuichim Zeba Zebaloch. They're very easy, they're very passive, past Pacific, serene, tranquil. Chuvolim, that is Tamid Chomim in Bovel, right? Where the Mechablim Zeba, they bang, they hack, they clap each other. It's very, it gets very heated, right? And the Gemara says elsewhere, the Pazar says, Echa, the Machshakim, Echivani, Kimse Oilam, to Talmud Shel Bovel. Talmud Shel Bovel, the Ummas, Talmud Yushalmi, is called darkness. Whereas Eretz Yisrael is Licht. So Eretz Yisrael is a place of Makal Chivol. Like anger, Where is the Mishkan of anger? Where do you find anger? In your brain, in your toes, in your heart. Right? Vahoser kas, would the pasuk say? Militla, et cetera, numerous verses. And therefore, although the Gemara says, so therefore the Gemara says, v'nasal l'cha Hashem, sham leiv royez, there in Golos you'll have an angry heart, the bubble. That's in there, bubble. There's a stroll, everything is more than the emu. Right? Even though the Gemara does say in Tainus that Rava said, Haitzur with the Rabbanim, the Rosach is a rice with the Rosach, it's a Torah which is cocking in him, and therefore he gets angry. Over Afal Pikein, you still have to learn Torah, it should be l'chadchila, the Nichus. Yes? So what do I see? The Neshama is in the Moyach. The Moyach is in your head. The heart, which is the Midas, and eventually the Torah, is in the Guf. Says Rabbi Yosef Engel of Bombadik Achidish. What happens here? What is the tachlis of the creation of man? You may have, no, I've said this like 100 times, you may have noticed that the Eibishter created man in contradistinction to all the other animals. All the other animals walk on 4 feet. Man walks on 2 feet. Why did the Eibishter create man in such a form? Hello? Because the Eibishter wants that Moyach should be Shalot al Alev. Like it's Mefurish in Zoyer, we have Mefurish in Tanya, Perek, Yud Beis, Barichus, that is Ikal Golo, it's a Beinim, that a person's head has to be Shalit on. Asher, where is the place of Moichin of Chochmo Eretz Yisrael? Where is the place of Tzokachkait Yitzorah? Bubble. Hello? Therefore, says the grace of Engel, when a Yid serves the Rabbein Shalom, and a Horevit in Torah, so you know what happens? He gets to the Madrega of Moyach, Shalat Alev, the intellect reigns supreme over everything else, and therefore you know where his place, his residency is, Eretz Yisrael. Masha Ein Kein, when a Yid books to his Yetzirah, so the heart is Shoylet on the Moyach, so where's the place of the heart? Bavel, Golos, get lost, beat it, scram. Right? That is, when you start worshipping the Kel Zorah, Sher B'kir B'cho, which Chazal say refers to the Yetzirah, so what does it say in Pasuk? It says in Pasuk, you will stray. The Sartem Avadatem, Penyifta Levavachem, yeah? Lekim Achir, right? Then it says in Pasuk, Vishtachavisam Lehem. What happens when you buksach, when you bow down to Avodah Zorah? Then your head is no longer reigned supreme. You're not Mayor Shalat Alev. The whole tachlis of Eid is to be Yisrael. What is it, Yisrael? We all know, as Rosh says, all the Svarim HaKadoshim, scramble the letters, you get the word Li Rosh, that is supreme. So the Sheirish of Geula is when the Guf is Nisbatl to the Neshama, and the Sheirish of Galvos is when the Mayach is Nisbatl to the Guf. You're bowing down. And then it says in Pasuk, you're bowing down to the Kelzar Hashem B'kir B'cha, then V'chorap Hashem B'chem, and V'vadetem Meheira Me'al Ha'aretz, you forfeit Eretz Yisrael. You may remember there was a fellow called Yankov Avinu, hello? Yeah. And he's going into Golos, and he has a dream, hello? And he's going to sleep. And first of all, he takes the Avonim, right? And makes a Marziv, where? He skid up the Chayas Roth. So where does he make it? Right. Around it. Hello? If you got, wolves and the bears and tigers about to eat you up, the Stark Helfen, you know? You put a little thing around your head. That the pshat is a peil demyoni, a ruchni tzigur Indian. He's now going to love. He's going to charen apishal oilum, and he's scared the all these yetzaharas and all these whatever. Okay, the ikur is to make a protection on your head. Unishner does. The Eibush gives him a dream, right? And he says you're going to go to Eretz Yisrael, right? The Eretz Yisrael at v'sheichem alel lechot nena. You'll be given Eretz Yisrael. And then he says, "V'chol asher titin li aser asve." I'll give meiser. What's this meiser? Says the Osrof. It's a typical Osrof support. It's so gewaldi. The Gemara says, "Erev in daf bemches." How tall is the average person?
3 ounces,
fine. And Tosfos al Asar in Erevin says, when you say the average height of a person is 3 amos, that's with the exclusion of the head. How big is the head? So he brings a shlish of an am, a third of an am. Hello. You with me? Hello. So what is the ratio? Work it out. Like, hello. Of the head to the rest of the body. The whole body is three amas. The head is one third of an amma.
Nine.
So there's nine. Yeah. So there's nine parts goof, one part head. So Yankovina says, the chol asher titinli. Now that you promised me Eretz Yisrael. Oh, you promised me Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is the place of Chachma, of Moichin. Hello. Now you do not have to be a great Kabbalist or a mystic or whatever to figure out. How do you achieve the Moyach Shalot Alalev? Hello? That's Dafka through Haravani and Tair. That's when you use your brain. And therefore, in the head, you may have noticed there are four Chushim. There's the eyes. There's the ears, there's the reach, and there's the peh. May the Lord bless you. Are you with me, folks? Yes? Ah? And we know that these four chushim are connected. Yudke, vovke, the eyes is the yud, the shmir is the hey, the choytem is the vov, and the mouth speaking is the final hey. It's yidua. With these four chushim are connected, you don't got to be a genius to work out. Pshat, remes, rush, and zod. Pshat is you speak the words of Torah. Remes is when there's a remes. Like you smell it. I see in the words, the gematria, the right? There's something. Then there is the harvan, the understanding, the Torah Shabbat. The normal Torah, nigla, that you learn, the Gemara, you give me this, right? Which is the Shmiah. And then you come to the Bechina von Re'iyah, which that is Torah's Hasoit. Which is the difference that every school child knows. In the Gemara, when the Gemara in Bavli, when you want to bring a raya, you always say what? Ta Shema. In Zohar, you want to bring a raya, you always say Ta Chazay. Because Zohar is the Torah is going to get Re'iyah, and Nigla the Torah Halacha is going to get Shmir. Why are all these Chushim, Pshat, Rem, Zrush, and Sod, Merumas in the head? Because the head is the Mishkan of Chachm, of wisdom, of intellect. Let's go back to what we talked about, we started talking about. Hello? So what is the idea of Yovel? Yovel, we said, is the Bechina of 50. Nun Share Bina. 50 is Matan Torah, etc., etc. Now, on Shnas HaYovel, there becomes a Gilui of Nun Share Bina, understanding, which understanding is Keneged, the Moyach, to be Shalit over all of the rest of the person. Hello, you with me? And that becomes the Simon of, therefore, even a person who's Kovel, in Kavli Avzus, and he sinned, right? Yes? That, you say, why did he go out? Look, he leave in Israel upon the Mashiach all 50 years. But Dafka, the year of Yovel, when in this Gala, this Ur, with the Ur of Torah, like Chagashvuz, the 50th day, etc., etc., Yovel, that becomes the, gets the person out of the bondage of his own Gala. The famous verse of Hashem, we say in Pasuk and Tillim, Korva el Nafshi Ge'ola. You start off with the Gula Protis, and that leads you to a Gula. Now, if I had the time, which I don't, I would connect this very much to what I said last week. Last week, I said a Bomba Digachidish. The Gemara said, we talked about Rashbi last week. Remember how we discussed, people didn't like it, whatever, but the Gemara says that when Rashbi and his son, Rabbi Lezer, was in the Myra, how did he eat? What did he? What sustained him? Churuvim. Yes? And this churuvim was a nesbetich, churuvim of nowhere. And achutzdem, says the Mashal Asar, normally it takes 70 years for the churuvim to grow. It grew immediately. But more than that, we said it's a medrash talpius, which actually is a merum, is in a medrash Esther Rabba, that during the week it was churuvim. On Shabbos, miracle, Shabbos, 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 it turned into tomorrow. And I asked the Kasha, why? Like, there's two Kashas here. Okay, number one, the Ole Yankiv from, I didn't have time to explain this last week. The Ole Yankiv from the Satner, from the great Rebbe's, from his father. Can I ask you a simple Kasha? If Rashbi went into a Meir, and there happened to have been a carob tree there, boxer tree, hello? Great. So Chazal would have a point in telling me that what kind of tree grew, what did he eat for 13 years in the Meir? He didn't call Uber Eats and the guy came on a motorcycle with a thing from the pizza shop. He ate charuv. That would have been a great lesson. Like the Gemara says, we're in Tainus. That's great. But here, the Eibishter is chachila making a miracle. That all of a sudden, out of nowhere, a charuvin tree grows, and it immediately is ready with fruit. So the Eibishter is making the chav charuvin now. So the Satin Rebbe asked a simple klashi, which I never thought about before in my life. If the Eibishter is already making a miracle, am I going to be and turning over all the laws of physics, biology, I don't know what, agriculture, hello? Why, of all the things to make, is he making a charuv? Charuvin, we know, various gemaras, and Shabbos, and Yishalmi, and Meisr Sheni, and Medrash. Charuvin is a Meichel Behemo. It's the most billig, cheapest, rubbishy food. Hello? You're making a fruit, that chlesdish, make one of the shivas aminim. Charuvin. Unishner does the kashi. This is I'm just adding. Why in the world did the Eibishter, like, we have a principle, the Eibishter doesn't make miracles samazoy to show his boss. You know? To flex his muscle, so to speak. Why in the world would he make a miracle to change the charuvin on Shabbos to tomorrow? So the Aliyankov said a simple word. What is the root word of the word charuvin? The word cheruv. You don't got to be a rocket scientist. The charuvin, if you see a boxer, it looks like a cheruv. It's in the form of a cheruv. That's midas hadin. But if you eat the boxer long enough, you realize that it has a mesikus, has a taste of dvash, it's sweet inside. And that's the inyan of Rashbi to be mahapich, gvuris, dinim, cheruv, into something yishmak, something sweet. Sadeka tomer yifrach. Tomer is the example of something sweet, which, by the way, Mosuk is Gematria 546, Mar is 240. What is the difference between Mosuk and Mar? 306. Now you tell me, Rabbi Shtarmel, what is 306 by Gematria? Dvash. And therefore, Eretz Yisrael is called Eretz Zavas Cholov U Dvash. Sweetness. And that is the sweetness of what kind of Dvash? Dvash. Tomorrow? Hello? I don't have the time to explain. But if I was to ask you a simple klotzkasha, you know, everyone knows what the Eitz Hadas was. We know it's a machlokes, four-way machlokes. Hello? Was it Chita? Was it Geffen? Was it Deino? Was it Esrog? Okay, fine. And Zoyarka is all four akshay, they're all right. Can anyone tell me, if anyone in here could tell me, answer my question now, I will be Meshami, I'll kiss your feet. Could anyone tell me? So I know what the Eitz Hadas was. One of four, and they're all wrong. What was the Eitz Chaim? Tomorrow. How did you know that? Because he came to tell the Shul that. Tomorrow. Therefore, what do you take on Sukkot? You have the Esrog, which is the Rish Lechesh Ben Avinus. Esrog, Milosh, and Taiva. They saw the tree. The Taiva Yelenayim. And what do you take together with the Esrog on Sukkot? Kappa is tomorrow. That's the Lulav. And the Lulav therefore becomes the Kapara for the Esrog. Because we explained that length once. What was the Taiva of the Marish of Chava? Where'd they go wrong? They wanted to reach the 50th gate, right? They wanted a Rav. And Lulav stands for V'taher Libeinu La'avdecha Be'emeth. And Be'emeth is Nutrika B'mechusta V'mechal Tidush. Have a moon, have faith, have tzimimus, whatever. So the whole idea, lulav is gematria, hello, earth, wake up, come on, we gotta go to sleep. 68 is gematria, chayim. And therefore the lulav, the kapis morim, is geneged, the eitza, chayim. This adds 100 billion words. But the purpose is, that's why Rashbi, tzadik atomer yifroch, is geneged something sweet. Because in this world, in a nutshell, in this world, there's a world of hell and behester. And can I ask you a simple question? I'm truly wonder. I'm very thinking about it. Let me just tell you about it. I heard from Rolf Silver. The Eibishter created two trees, Eitz Chaim and Eitz Hadas. Could anyone explain me what was the purpose of creating the Eitz Chaim? Before the sin, hello, he would live forever. So we don't need Eitz HaChaim. Hello? After the sin, Vayagor is kicked out of Gan Eden. So when does Eitz HaChaim? Why bother creating an Eitz HaChaim? Hello? Is the Charaya, this could spend hours talking about this, is the Charaya that the Madrega of Eitz HaChaim, if Adam Rishon would have eaten, would have been higher than the matzah of Adam Rishon as it was to live forever. But how will they live forever? Only mitzad the neshama. And as today, the neshama is mahana is b'chayet the guf. Gemara. If Adam Rishon would have been zoyche, would have tapped into the Eitz HaChaim, you would have realized like it will be la'asad lovi, where the guf itself has its own in the paket, there's a mile in the guf, then the Mashiach will come, the neshama will be nena, will be nizan from the guf, etc., etc. How at the time I would explain to you, the ikar of life is not that the neshama just overpowers the guf. The ikar is the neshama, or nes overpowers teva. To the ikar is the vayu lekim, the achdus of the Eren Keli, that even the guf itself, you see, in the gashmir, in the, and that is connected to the mesikus of tomorrow, which is, we said last week that Rashbi was the bechina of Adam Arishin, koydem achet, in Gan Eden. And therefore it's connected to the Messiah. When you see the world is all created by the Eibishter, and it's all the Chvoidi Barosim, created for the Eibishter, then you see the Messiahs in the world, right? And you're able to live in peace and harmony, etc. And that is the Avoido in our preparation, that the Avnelus Batoira, which we spoke about, getting a higher Neshama, a new Neshama, being that should have an effect even on the, and that's the Indian of Yovel. Let me just, okay, more time. That is the avoided now to be mispa. What do you do before Matan Torah? A person has to daven that tinia nachnu b'tzeto enu kulon yoydishmecha b'lemezech l'shma, to be able to horov it in Torah, to be given this new neshama, this new insight, this new depth, and that should affect not just the neshama but affect the guf in our lives. And we should all be zeicher to the kiyum of the yud is that zeir b'shvuas yufkun medulusa b'chesed v'rach. Oh, thank you. Thank you.